My dear friends, today we celebrate as a church throughout the world, Holy Family, the feast of what is actually happening in your cars and in your homes, especially in these days, is one of the most precious gifts that God gives us after life itself. The gift of family and the gift of faith are truly meant to be the cornerstones that our lives are built on, the ways that we come to be known and loved, and learn to know and love others, happens in that holy place, which is our families. Today is the 27th of December. Yesterday in our family, we had the chance to celebrate my mom and dad's 56th anniversary. And I'm sure among all of us in our crowd today, there's a lot who have had really significant anniversaries in our families. We've seen, our family has seen 3 new babies come into it, okay, over the last year, a couple new marriages. And what happens is when God continues to bless us and we continue to reach out to Him, the relationship, the union of wills actually happens, where not just ours with God's, but even inside of our own families, husbands and wives meld as one. Children grow from that. And together, as a family, we look to find, what is God's will? What is God's path for my life? We can look at the image of Mary and Joseph in a particular way these days, and the church really invites us to, as Pope Francis has inaugurated this year of St. Joseph, kind of like a year of the father, a year of the husband, and in a special way, with his presence, the year of the Holy Family. Because each and every one of us has a role inside of our families, as there's, and especially that role is one of blessing. What is God's desire that happens as we come to know and love each other and know and love God and be known and be loved? What is He trying to create, if not something that's we're only going to find in its fullness in heaven, where that oneness of heart, that oneness of mind, that oneness of spirit that is alive in our families comes to complete fulfillment in heaven when we come to full oneness with Him? I love the second reading that our seminarian Justin just read for us, because I hope that it even harkens back to you moms and dads and all you married couples out there. It harkens you back, perhaps, to one of those readings that you had in your weddings. Number of weddings that I've celebrated, that one in particular, part of it is chosen always, or almost always, for so many people's weddings. Because it brings us into the core of family, where there is love, there is sacrifice, there is, as St. Paul puts it, when we try to put on Jesus, we try to vest ourselves in Him, our families become filled with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. We bear with one another and we learn to forgive one another. If one has grievances against another, forgive them. As the Lord has forgiven you, so much you also do. One of the most powerful things that I think a child can hear from their parents, and that a parent can actually hear from their children, is words of blessing. I know one of the things that, you know, my father tells all of us kids and his grandkids whenever he sees us, you know, is he embraces us and tells us that we are a blessing to him. And if you think about it as well, a loving father, a loving grandfather as well, is a blessing to one's own life. Those words to be able to be exchanged, that connection, that heartfelt communion that takes place where blessing is given. Our lives can oftentimes be filled with crosses that we have to carry, with difficulties we have to learn to endure and find our way through. There's moments when there's darkness and there's light. 2020 has shown us a lot of those. But in our families, hopefully, God continues to give blessing. And that blessing is light. That blessing is union. That blessing is kindness and gentleness. It's the presence of God Himself in your homes. I'm sure all of your houses, probably either out front or somewhere near your tree or around your fire in your house, there is a little image of Bethlehem, the stable, a cave, whatever it might be. You have baby Jesus, and you have Jesus, you have Joseph and Mary at his sides. You may have the shepherds may have already arrived, or maybe even the little drummer boy. And in there we see what God is trying to do in our own families. Love, what does it do? It pours itself out. It breaks us down. It takes away our own self-reliance so that we learn, just like even Jesus himself learns to lean on his mother and father for the gift of life, for the gift of faith, for the gift of knowledge of who he or she really is. Let's ask today in a special way, may a fruit of this Holy Family Sunday be that we whisper words or we belt them out maybe in our families of how much each and every person in our family is a blessing to us. And if there's someone in your family who doesn't know that, double down and make sure that that person especially knows how they are loved, how they are cherished, how they are desired as a part of our holy families.